good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no, absolute pleasure to have you on board. The SES service, and well, not only here in Mildura, but up in Robinvale where you're based, has always intrigued me. And at the moment, there's a little bit of a, well, let's be honest, there's a little bit of a critical shortage of numbers, isn't there?
Sure is, right across the board, emergency services. But for me, priority one is SES.
it's strange. It was, I know your numbers were a little bit low before COVID, but I don't think COVID's helped, Paula, has it?
No, it hasn't helped at all. With a lot of people, it hasn't helped. So we do have reduced numbers. So we are at, like dual response at times where yep. we don't have enough members. So neighbouring units or emergency services are called to assist us.
So the person listening this afternoon, it's sort of, oh, you know, I wouldn't mind getting involved with the SES. First of all, how many times a week do you meet? What's involved? Is there any training involved with it? How does it all operate, Paula?
So there is, you can do as much or as little as you want. There are so many different aspects of SES. Like everybody thinks SES Road Crash Rescue.
Yep.
That is a priority for us. But we also have other priorities with flood and storm damage. We do a lot of call-outs, you know, tree down on road or a tree's fallen on someone's house and things like that. We get floods here, as everyone knows, along the river floods. We do, you know, river watch in flood times, making sure campers and that are okay, not blocked and flooded in. And, you know, and also we're very involved with Driver Reviver.
Yep.
At the moment, our Robinvale Driver Reviver is low on numbers because we work with the local Lions Club with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's another big part of SES is preventing these accidents, making sure people are safe on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. You remind me a little bit of the CFA in that regard. You can get involved and you can do as much as you want or as little as you like. So if you're thinking about, you know, getting involved with the SES, you don't have to go out as a road trauma crew, although I suppose those numbers are really critical as well. When I think, Paula, of some of the accidents I've seen over the years, the SES have always been there, and you don't stop to think those people are volunteers.
And that's the thing. We are volunteers. We all have a life outside of that. Most of us all work full-time, but when that pager goes off, it's like if your kid falls over in the backyard, you drop and you run. You know, and you do what you do to help, and you only do what you feel you can do. You're never pushed into anything.
Yep.
You know, some people just want to help do barbecues and do PR work. Yesterday we had a great day out front of IGA in Robinvale, so it was great for them. You know, just meeting and greeting people and, you know, communicating and letting people know that we are out there, we're there to protect our community, and there's so many ways you can help. It's an amazing thing. It's like CFA, we're a big family. Like, we all work together. When we turn up to an accident or we turn up to a tree job or something, you generally know who's there. Like, you walk in and you know Emma and Andrew and Bobby from Ambos, and, you know, you get to know them all, and you all work well together because you work as a team.
Excuse me. It must be I know it must be very stressful at times, and all the rest of it, it must be also very satisfying and fulfilling when you know, especially when you've left something and you've helped someone. It must be a good feeling, Paula, really.
It is amazing. Like, I've volunteered most of my life doing things, and the difference between volunteering as a parent or a sporting group to volunteering as an emergency services, it's a different ball game. And knowing that you've helped someone, you've changed someone's life, it is. You know, small towns like this, they need that. It's special to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Even though St. Rasia now, it's a fairly, when you look at the district, we're in a very, very big district. But, you know, a place like Robinvale, Euston, it's a big area in itself now, Paul. It can't afford to lose its SES service.
Oh, no. To have our truck sit here and not have a member to be able to drive it, that's pretty scary for a town this size.
Yeah.
And we're very multicultural. There's a lot of cars on the road. You know, lots of things happen. You need to be there. We need to be ready when that pager goes off.
You know, like you said, you can do a bit of PR work. You can meet and greet people. You can get right in amongst the thick action of it all. It's a pretty wide scope if you're looking at joining, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah. And SES is really good training-based. Everything's done properly. You're not thrown in the truck half-heartedly.
Yeah.
You start out with basic fundamentals, first aid, doing the hands-on things first. You learn scene approach and all those sorts of things before you actually get in a truck. And so you're not turning up cold turkey. You need fully trained members.
Yep.
And the training, with COVID, it's probably helped that some of it's gone online and then you do a lot face-to-face. Sometimes it's weeknights. Sometimes you might decide to go away and do boat training.
Yep.
And it might be a weekend away. And there's different levels to work your way up to, being able to get in the boat on the river or, like, chainsaws. Like, I never thought I'd pick up a chainsaw.
Yeah.
And I have a chainsaw ticket.
Yeah, well, so that's – well, you're learning skills – well, you are learning skills, Paul, you would never learn in probably a normal walk of life. And the good thing is it's not going to take you up 50 hours of your own time a week, is it?
No, look, you do what you can, and the more of the workload, like SES want more and more and more, but they don't want more from one person. They want more people to share that workload, to keep our community safe, and that's what it is. It's like anything, many hands make light work.
Yeah, well, I couldn't have put it better myself. The best way to contact the SES in Robinvale is what way, Paula?
So we do have a Facebook page, but there's also SES web pages and things, and there's quite often signs around saying join us, and you just scan an app now and it takes you to our online inquiry.
Yep.
You can type in the word SES volunteer and it takes you to the web page. You don't have to actually look it up. You type in the word volunteer SES and it'll take you to it. You do an online inquiry and they give us a call and then we take it from there. We give you a call, meet and greet, show around our unit and go from there. We're actually planning a open day. It was supposed to be next Wednesday, but that's now turned into a combined services night. We will have ambulance, CFA and ourselves all there. And we have, people who generally want to come along and have a look.
Yep.
Can certainly come and have a look, see what we do, see how we all work together as a team. And, there's different levels of volunteering. Some, like SES, are not as busy as CFA or AMBOS. There's a total different on-call thing. It's what will fit for people. And for those people that say we're too busy, if you ask every member, they're all too busy, but they make time.
Well, that's it, Paul. And I encourage everyone, Robinvale and Euston and surrounding areas up there Wednesday night to go along and have a look, because it's that famous old saying, Paula, it's not you till it's you.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I for one would love the comfort in your community of knowing that your ambulance service is strong, your SES volunteer base is strong, and all the emergency services are ticking over well. It's a pretty important community factor, and I hope you get a lot of people come up Wednesday and just have a look and meet you people.
Hope so, yeah. And, this week is NAIDOC week and there's a lot of celebrations happening around town, which is wonderful. And they're all supported through all the different emergency services. And the brilliant thing that NAIDOC have come up with is, their motto, get up, stand up, show up. That should be a motto for everything.
That should be exactly right. Paul, I'm almost out of time. I've been speaking to Emma and yourself. I'm going to come up Wednesday night and say hello. I think what you're trying to do is fantastic. And hopefully out of the combined one Wednesday night and the open night a little bit further down the track, that you can gain a few more members.
Hope so. That's our goal. Yep. And, SES can be fun. It's a great family thing. And, you find your family, get involved. You have a barbecue night. Well, the wife and the kids come, or your partner and, So I hope that there's people out there in the community that think that they'd like to help, whether they can commit 1 or 2 hours a week or 5 hours a week or 1 hour a fortnight, every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps. Many hands make light work, and you'd become like one big family, and it would be a great thing to join. So best of luck over your next Wednesday night and your open day, and we'll definitely stay in touch. And more power to the SES up in the Robinvale area. Let's hope that we can get some more numbers in the door.
Thank you. Appreciate your support, and hopefully we do.
Not a problem, Paul. You have a terrific Friday afternoon. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you. Bye.